Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, Tiger Hall, Asia's leading success enablement platform, published a study which revealed the most popular learning content among professionals so far in 2020. It's a period that's been dominated by an ongoing pandemic. For example, there was a 200% increase in consumption of leadership content, and career enablement remains the most popular learning content category. But there was a shift in priorities. We find out more from Nelly Wartoff, CEO of Tiger Hall. Thanks for joining us today, Nelly. It's lovely to speak to you again.
Likewise, Howie. Great to be in touch again.
Do you think, though, these results were a little surprising to you? What was uncovered in your Tiger Hall study this time around?
I think it was very interesting to look at the comparison between the H2 of last year, seeing what people consumed then, and looking at what people have consumed this half year. And it was something we always do these studies, and we always look at the analysis and the data behind what people consume. And when we found these findings, that's when we're like, oh, this is actually quite interesting, given what has been going on. And that's when we decided to share it with the wider public. So I think what has been very interesting, it hasn't been like super big surprise factors, but one thing that we've seen very, very clearly is the move from content around how do you get ahead, how do you get a promotion, how do you get a salary increase, like for very offensive or like forward-looking content, to more content around mental health, how do you stay productive while you work at home, a lot of leadership content. So I think that's quite encouraging that we've seen a lot more leadership content being consumed, and especially on topics like how do you keep your team engaged, how do you communicate with them. So the challenges that people have faced in the past half year have made them turn a lot more to content around how do you be a good manager, or how do you stay connected, a lot more human topics as opposed to how to make money and how to sell more and how to do better marketing and all of these topics.
Oh, so that's what's come up, hasn't it? There was a 200% increase in leadership content, but there was a loss of interest in, say, investment and picking up of certain skills. Yeah, talk to us about that.
Yeah, so especially the drop in skills, I think, was interesting. So if we look at last year, the top most consumed content was around sales, around marketing, learning how to use certain tools, how to do campaigns, etc., and also investment. So everything that has to do with money, how do you invest it, how do you get a salary increment, etc. But that has now shifted to more influential content around like how do you deal with other human beings. As an example, the number one podcast during this time is how do you deal with annoying remote colleagues who are ignoring you. That's literally the number one podcast. And I think that's quite telling. Like, this is what people are consuming. Like, you know, people are ignoring me, or even content on, like, how do I get clients to reply to my emails? How do I come across nicely over Zoom or video conferences? How do I have a good relationship and rapport with my boss and with my team when I can't see them in the eye, right? So a lot of this kind of content around, like, how do you deal with other human beings has been a lot on the rise. And then also leadership, it was a 209% increment in leadership content, which means that because a lot of the people are on Tiger Hall and using the platform are in leadership positions and usually leading teams of between 5 to 25 people. So that's been very much on the rise as well. How do you lead in an environment like this? And then lastly, a lot of productivity content. So how do you stay productive at home? How do you deal with like children coming into the picture? How do you deal with having a home office? How do you deal with that from a mental health perspective? So it was a little bit moving away from the very skill specific and job specific to more like, how do I deal with my life and the people in my life?
Also, let's talk about how learning, which has always been a source of motivation and inspiration for professionals during this time, would be even more so where people are looking to, and we're seeing the change from the kinds of things that they want to learn. Do you think, though, this is just because of the kind of situation we're in now, the pandemic's brought this upon us? Might we see a drop, say, in those subjects, the interest in those subjects as we move along?
I think the need for inspiration, the need for hope, in a sense, and the need for forward-looking has been ever-increasing during this time as well.
Would you then say, maybe, Nelly, that your findings are a barometer of how people are feeling?
I would say that, actually. I would say that our findings are a barometer of what people are prioritizing, what is important at this time, what do they care about, and especially then, like, drawing the parallels again, like, not caring as much about their next promotion or the next salary increment, but rather caring about the people around them and like how do they get through this. I think that's been a key. And as you mentioned, inspiration and motivation, learning has always been a source of motivation and inspiration, right? And I think what we've seen is also a bit of Netflix fatigue during this period. I think initially it was a lot of Netflix and a lot of looking at movies, etc. But I think what we've seen is that that has kind of turned into more like knowledge immersion, and people are looking at, like, you know, how many Netflix shows can you watch, right? Like, I mean, that's also a great thing to do in your free time, but there is a limit to it. So the users that I've spoken to and so on, they've turned to a lot of online courses or virtual Zoom sessions, a lot of webinars, podcasts, and a lot of digital content to help them also think about something else, I think, and looking up to people that are doing interesting things, getting some inspiration, getting hope. So this whole aspirational and source of motivation element, I think, is where learning has been very, very strong. And that's something that we've also noticed with our enterprise clients that we work closely with, that the content that they want to push and their priorities have very clearly shifted from this is how we kind of like gain market share to this is how we become a great company with great people and where we take care of each other. So topics like, for example, resilience in leadership, how do you find new business opportunities, how do you deal with a VUCA world, that's a lot of the topics that we have been seeing on the leadership side. And that's what a lot of enterprises are looking at, like, how do we deal with change, how do we find opportunities in this, and how do we recover and come out of this strongly.
We're speaking with Nelly Wotoff, who's CEO of Tigerhall. Nelly, also, what about Zoom fatigue? We're hearing about that as well. I'd like to extend it to think that it might at some point be digital fatigue. I can't stare at my computer 24/7.
Yeah, and especially an uptake in podcasts, actually.
I can close my eyes.
Exactly. You don't have to have the screen in front of you, because there is this very much, like you said, it's death by Zoom, right? And I feel it very much myself. I average 10 hours on Zoom per day right now. But what we have seen a lot is like the uptake in podcasts. And what we hear from our users that we speak with regularly is that they now do it when they're, for example, doing the dishes or cleaning at home or going out for a walk. And that's when they can still immerse themselves in, like, it's a digital product in a way, but they don't have to watch it, because it's very tiresome on the eye, right? Having to stare into a screen and looking at your phone and looking at your laptop. But when you have a podcast in your ears, that's when you feel more like you're part of a conversation, and it's not something that is as intrusive as being on a Zoom call, because Zoom fatigue is very, very real. And I think it's way too much screens in many of the things that we're doing right now. So that's where we've seen the trend in podcasting, because then at least people can take away that device in front of them and they can just focus on listening.
Would you say then organizations and professionals are really at this stage are self-motivated already? There's no need to sort of have an organization motivate its professionals to inculcate this learning habit. Is everyone sort of self-motivated at this point?
I think it's very, very different for different people. And it's been a bit binary as well. There are people who have been a lot more motivated during this point and so on. But then we also see that a lot more people are just finding it even more difficult, right? That's very, very fair. And especially when you have kids that you're homeschooling and it's a lot of demands on you from many different sides.
Right.
Then it's very hard. So when it comes to the content that people are consuming, and for example, coming back to our trends, like, it's a lot about what is it that you're driving? And as an organization, if you drive learning, are you continuing to drive the same topics as you did last year, or has that changed? So I think where learning can be used a lot at the moment, besides motivation and inspiration, is also actually helping people. And content that is truly helpful will always be something that people enjoy consuming and being tapped into. But I think what learning can be done wrongly at the moment as well is just introducing more Zoom calls, right? And that's unfortunately also what we've seen a lot of, is that classroom training before has just turned into the same content but on Zoom. And that's not really helping anyone, and especially the ones who are already on Zoom 9-10 hours a day, they don't want to spend another hour, right? So it's very important to think of what are the ways, both as an individual and as a company, that you can make it more self-paced. So it's not just forcing people into more Zoom calls, but rather providing them with options that they can consume on the weekends or when they're out running or like anywhere else in their lives. So it doesn't just force them to spend more time with their laptops, because that's not something I think is going to work very well.
So you reckon the trend will be toward podcasts? The second half of 2020 is upon us. What other sorts of learning trends might we see, Nelly?
So I see a trend towards a lot more blended learning. So traditionally, it's been classroom training on one side that has been very much in person, intense, and so on. And then on the other side, you've had video learning, which is just like everyone comes in, it's 40,000 videos, and you watch anything you like, right? And that requires a lot of discipline and motivation. What I see the trend is moving towards right now is much more blended, where it's not like the company is driving everything and you're in a classroom and they tell you what to do, but it's equally not just letting everyone free play on a video content platform. So what I see is a lot of merging of these two. And what has been very encouraging is also the shift from just watching digital learning as watching videos on your own, which is very lonely. You don't have a community, you are just sitting there and watching even more video content. I see a shift going from that to different kinds of digital learning, and especially this trend, how do you integrate all of them? So how do you do a few Zoom sessions, for example, because that could also be very powerful. How do you combine that with, for example, calls with specific mentors or coaches, and then podcasts and articles and something in your chat, like where you have your enterprise-wide communication. So combining all of these different digital elements into one continuous journey, that's what I see as a big trend. Because now when people are doing, as you said, everything is on digital, right? Then people also realize that there are so many different formats of digital. It's not just all videos. So podcast is definitely one of them that will continue to trend. It's been trending over the past 3-4 years in Asia, and it will continue to grow, definitely.
Nelly Wartoff, CEO of Tigerall. Nelly, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.